what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store, following the end of the pie-eating contest. Cedric, a contestant, isn't doing so well. Listen.
Cedric, for the land's sakes, please cut out that moaning and groaning.
Well, I don't feel very good, Mr. Abner. Oh, I wonder if it could be something I ate.
Oh, I don't think so. All you ate in the contest was just 13 and a half pies. I thought sure you'd do better than that, Cedric.
Well, I did, too. I don't know what was the matter with me.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A big boy like you letting that little young'un, Duty Bates, beat you.
Oh, I am ashamed of myself. Shamed to pieces.
Why, Duty beat you by a good pie and a half, Cedric. And I believe he could have ate more, too, if we hadn't run out of pies. That boy is a pie eater.
Mr. Abner, I'd rather you just wouldn't talk about it. You don't know what a terrible blow this is to me. Oh, my stomach.
Well, you better take some Alka-Seltzer, Cedric. Them will fix you up good.
I just can't understand it. I'm good and well. I can eat more pies than that.
Well, why didn't you do it then? You could have won yourself $10, Cedric.
Oh, I don't know why I never. This looks like I ain't the eater I thought I was. This will ruin my reputation. I ain't nothing but a has been.
Oh, now, Cedric, don't carry on like that. You get your appetite back again. This just wants your day.
Well, it is, Abner. $40.50. That's how much I taken in on the pie-eating cost.
You did?
80 people. That come at you 20 cents a head, and 23 contestants at a dollar apiece makes $43.50 all total.
Have you got that much money there sure enough, huh?
Well, I've just got $33.50 left, because I had to give $10 to Duty Bates for being the winner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That reminds me.
Yeah, I know. I still owe you the $10 I give out as first prize at the last contest to help.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can I keep it this time?
Yeah. And you better get it home and into that sugar bowl as fast as you can so as I won't borrow it back again.
That's what I've been trying to do for the last week, but I don't think I ain't been quick enough so far. Cedric, I told you to cut out that groaning. This is a store we're running down here, Cedric. We can't have you laying around here groaning, moaning, scare the customers to death. They'll think this place in here is haunted or something. Why don't you go on home and do your moaning if you got to?
Well, I'm just too ashamed myself to get out on the street.
Oh, well.
I'm a disgrace, Mr. Abner.
Law me alive.
I don't think I'll ever be able to face my little chums again as long as I live. I might have to give up school altogether.
Oh, Cindy, that's silly.
The only thing it might say is that Duty Bates is in the fourth reader.
Well, what has him being in the fourth reader got to do with it?
Well, see, I'm just in the third reader, so natural he'd have the advantage on me.
You mean because he's in a higher grade than you are?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah, but you're about three times as big as he is, Cedric. Four times even.
Well, we don't go by that over at school.
You don't, huh?
We go by age. No, that couldn't be it.
My lawmy, no.
What do we go by? That's something.
I don't know what it is. Do you, Lom?
No, I got a problem of my own to think about.
Problems?
Yes, problems.
Well, I thought you were pretty well straightened out by now. You finally got shut of all the apples, and all them apple pies, too. You got me paid off for now, leastways. You got yourself about $23 profit.
Yeah, but what good is $23 when you've got to raise
$300? Oh, Doggy, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, you still got to pay for that pie, or you give the church.
Yeah, and the worst part about it is I've just got about 2 weeks left to do it in.
Oh, will your 30 days be up about then?
Yeah, I've got it on 30 days approvals, and that's been about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I ain't figured it up exact.
Well, I dog it in. You're going to have to get busy around here long.
Hey, Mr. Edner.
What is it, Cedric?
What do you think is the most important? Being the winner of a pie contest or being the only feller in the third reader with a Social Security card?
Well, law me, I don't know, Cedric.
Say it's a fella with a Social Security card.
All right, it's a fella with a Social Security card.
Oh, you know that you mean that, though. You're just saying it, ain't you, Mr. Abner?
No, I ain't.
Yes, you are, too. I'm a disagree.
Cedric, now stop that blubbering. I just won't put up with
I
it down
can't
here.
Help it, Mr.
You
Abner.
Want to see yourself a big boy like you. I know he's 6'4" tall, standing there blubbering like a little baby.
I know it.
Tears running down your face, they're big as basketballs. Look at yourself. Now, you straighten up. Ought to be ashamed of yourself.
That ain't that big. Ain't no bigger than a soda biscuit.
Well, you ought to be ashamed. A big blubbering boy. That's all
well, you'd
you
blubber, too, if you'd lost the world.
The world?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a failure. It's terrible. I'm a failure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, for pity's sake, Cedric, hash that up.
Yes, right now, too.
I wouldn't be so out in public acting the way you are.
I know, but you're used to being a failure, Mr. Long.
What was that?
Well, this is something new for Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt. Holder of Social Security card number 148-79.
All right, Cedric, just cut it out now. I've stood all I'm going to.
You don't reckon they'll take it away from me, do you?
Take what away from you?
My Social Security card.
Oh, no, of course not.
You won't tell a givermint about me losing the pie-eating contest, will you?
Cedric, the givermint don't give a hang whether you lose or win that contest.
I still don't see how come to lose that.
Well, I can tell you never had enough. That's the whole trouble.
Well, I know I can eat more pies than that, though. Just look at that stomach, Mr. Abner.
I know. I saw it before, Cedric.
You'd surely think I could get more than 13 pies in there, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. To be honest, you would. You'd think you could get 80 pies in there.
Well, then why didn't I? Why didn't I? Why?
Oh,
why?
Oh, there you go again. Now, pull yourself together, Cedric. We, hon, I won't
stand for it. You ain't got nothing to bawl about, Cedric.
Of course not. What if you was one of the foster childresses? Then you'd have something to cry about.
Yeah, then you... The foster childresses.
Why, sure. They had to move out of the Dixon place this morning, Mom. And they ain't got no place to move into, neither. Of course, it wouldn't be so bad if it was just him and his woman, but they've got them... Cedric, I've just stood enough now. You just dry yourself up there right now. Stop it. As I started to say, not only him and his woman, but they got them three young'uns. The twins, Hortense and Homer, and little Caldwell. They won't have no place to sleep tonight. No place.
Poor little Caldwell. No place to sleep.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Poor little varmint.
For the land's sake, Cedric, now don't get to crying about that,
little
too.
Caldwell out in the cold.
Dogas, I wish now I hadn't to bring it up.
Well, I'm glad you did. They ain't got no place to live. Something more to be done about it.
Well, more likely the worst trouble on them is them children of them. Them's the worst batch of young'uns I've ever seen in my life.
I know they're misbehaved pretty bad.
Oh, no, that little Caldwell, he is a sight, that young'un.
I know when they're putting up over to Dixon's there, I don't know how they stood it.
Me neither,
Granny.
Me neither.
Pan of ashes still there in the parlor floor.
Yeah, I was over there one morning. One of the young'uns had ripped open my soapy pillar there and had feathers, and then they poured molasses over one of the little twins and just feathered the molasses him till you couldn't hardly tell who he was.
Well, little Caldwell had one of the chairs harnessed up, using it for a horse.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a wonder he never had the twins. He used to hit them little twins up and set in a wash tub and make them pull him all around the place.
Right through the house.
Why, sure, they do it all the time. And that pig of theirs, you know.
That pet.
Yeah. Well, of course, he follows them every place they go.
Yeah, it was cute when he was little, but Granny's that thing weighed 400 pounds.
Why, big enough for the youngest to ride now. And that dog gets to chasing the pig, and then the pig will chase the dog, and then both of them will chase the young'uns in the house, out through the back, in through the front. Oh, it's a madhouse over there.
Oh, and they sleep with the thing.
Oh, I know.
That ain't healthy.
Of course,
the pig has done well.
Oh, yes, he looks good and healthy. Dog is as big as
but we can't have a situation like that here in Pine Ridge and not do nothing about it.
Well, there ain't a whole lot you can do about it, Long. There just ain't no place for them to move to. They've just looked everywhere.
There's bound to be some place for them, and I ain't going to rest till I find it.
Well, now, just whereabouts are you going to look at? Cedric, stop crying about little Caldwell.
Oh, I ain't crying about him. I'm back on myself again now.
Oh.
I know I'm a better pie eater than that.
Lord me, that boy.
I think the first thing I'll do is go over to Squire Skimp's office and see if he ain't got some kind of a little old place he can rent him. even if it's just temporary.
Well, you can try, but I don't think you can find nothing, Mom. It just ain't a thing in Pine Ridge.
Well, I'm going to find out anyway. While I'm gone, I want you to stack up all them pie pans. I think the women folks wants to get them back.
All right.
I'll be back directly.
All right. Cedric, give me a hand with these pie pans here.
Mr. Ebner, I don't believe I could stand to look at them things. This keeps reminding me of what a terrible failures I am.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Come on, get up and help me now. It'll do you good, Cedric. Come on.
Mr. Ebner, I just know I can eat more pies than that.
Cedric, I wish you'd quit saying that.
Well, I know I can, though.
Well, what makes you think so? You never done it.
Well, I can prove it by Mr. Luke Spears.
Luke Spears?
Yes, Mom.
What's he got to do with it?
Because he seen me do it.
Do what?
Well, just for the contest, I done a little practicing down there at his lunchroom, and I sat there and ate 22 pies, one right after the other.
22? Just before the contest?
Yes, well, I can do it when I'm practicing, looks like, but when there's money up, I can't get the pies down.
Well, it might just be a case of being overtrained, Cedric.